Next Chapter Podcasts.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Taylor Bailey, and I'm the coordinating producer on the Play On podcast series, Macbeth. I've been working with Play On Shakespeare from the start of the project, so I thought it would be great to interview some of the folks who have been working not only on the podcast, but also on the translations of these plays from start to finish. Today, I interviewed two of the actors from the series, Armando Riesco, who plays Macbeth, and Sabrina Guevara, who plays Lady Macbeth. I'm happy to share our conversation with you today. Hi, welcome. So excited to be here with Armando Riesco and Sabrina Guevara. I wonder if I could just have you both introduce yourselves and share where you're coming from today.
So yeah, I'm Armando Riesco. I'm in Queens, New York. And what else did you want to know? I like long walks on the beach. I'm an actor. And here I am, and I'm very excited to be here and talk about this project, which is came out of the blue for me certainly, and it was a very welcome surprise.
And also sharing who you played for us.
I play Macbeth.
Yes. And what about you, Sabrina?
Hi, I'm glad to be here too, Taylor. I'm super psyched about this little bonus content thing that you've cooked up. And I played Lady Macbeth, and I'm signing in from Glens Bay, New York, upstate, 2 hours out of the city, because we've escaped to this little Nell in the woods. And yeah, super excited about what this might bring for all of us.
Yes, so we're just about 1 week away from the first episode dropping, like while we're having this conversation. I'm so excited to get us all together and to have a chance to listen to it. For our listeners who are tuning in and wanting to learn a little bit more about the process and about the people involved, we thought we'd just kind of jump in and have some conversation. So I'm just curious to have you both talk a little bit about your path up until now and like what got you into acting. I know the same conversations we've shared like over and over again as artists, but just curious to know a little bit more about your beginnings in this field and with this art.
Sabibs?
Damn it. I thought I'd get you to go first again. I always say that I'm an actor out of inertia, because I simply haven't stopped. And I go into casting offices and they're like, geez, she just keeps coming. I might as well give her a job. But I started acting in ninth grade in Florida, the Performing and Visual Arts Center. It was an after lunch program that they best you do at college, and you shared space with the college campus. And you got whatever art. It was dance, music, musical theater, straight theater, and or whatever the hell the other one was. And it was a great experience. It turned into its own school the next year. So it was like a LaGuardia down in Florida. And then I discovered there that you could do this for a living. And I was like, oh, I think I want to do that. And then I went to Fordham at Lincoln Center for it, for undergrad. And then after that, I just started hitting the decks. And I just, you know, I love interpreting characters, playing with emotions. I feel emotions are a human superpower, and that actors have a gift at playing them back to people so that they can have some sort of cathartic or empathetic or compassionate experience through whatever you're interpreting, character, role, piece. And I feel like it's one of the biggest blessings I've had in my life to be able to do this for a career, because it certainly isn't for the faint-hearted. It is tough most days, but yes. The rewards are when you get roles that you really feel like make your soul sing, like this one.
What news do you bring?
The king comes here tonight.
You must be mad. Is not your master with him? If he were, he would have warned me to prepare.
Please, my lady, it is true. Our thane is coming. Another messenger rode ahead of him who, with almost his last breath, gave me this message for you.
Take care of him. He brings great news.
The raven himself is hoarse that croaks the fatal entrance of Duncan under my battlements.
Was art sort of part of your household experience, like growing up, or were you sort of an outside, you know, like, oh, I'm, she got into art.
No, my dad, you know, he would always say, you know, oh, when I was younger, I'd sing and serenade. I'd help my friends serenade the girls they loved. And, he was, you know, sort of like a frustrated poet, and he would, you know, break out into poems or songs that he remembered from his childhood. So I think of my parents, he probably is the one who might have been an artist for a living if he hadn't grown up in a Caribbean household that prized other careers as the desirable ones. But nobody in my family did this. My eldest sister started out acting, and I saw her in Oklahoma when I was 5, and I was like, oh, she's leaping around that stage. What's that about? But no, yeah, we were pretty much the pioneers. And now, like, a bunch of us do it. My sister and myself, I married an actor. My sister's 3 daughters have gone into acting. The 2 youngest are still doing it. So, yeah, we have, like, the acting households, family, the Barrymores of South America.
This is Michael Goodfriend, executive producer of the Play On podcast series. I hope you're enjoying this conversation with the creatives behind the scenes. To listen to the full interview, join the Play On supporting cast for just $5 a month, which by the time you hear this might be less than you'll pay for a gallon of gas. You'll get in-depth interviews featuring some of the most brilliant artists working today. You'll also enjoy ad-free episodes of the Play On podcast series. Subscribe today for $5 a month. Join the cast. Go to ncpodcast.com and sign up today. Thanks for listening.
Next Chapter Podcasts.